Do you feel stuck in your life, career, or business? And are you ready to take things to the next level? If we haven't had a chance to meet, my name is David Trotter, and I'm a transformation coach passionate about helping people just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals. My superpower is helping people experience tremendous breakthroughs in a short period of time. If you give me 12 weeks, I'll help you launch that new project, go after that better job, or overcome that challenge in your business. To find out how I can help you, head on over to insporising.com/coach. That's insporising.com/coach. Welcome to Inspiration Rising. I'm your host, David Trotter, and I'm excited to bring you this special episode to do one thing, and it's to convince you that it's not too late to start. I took a few minutes to share a short teaching session as a video in our private Facebook group called Inspiration Rising Insiders, but I wanted to make sure that I shared it with you, our dedicated podcast listeners. But hey, if you do want support and encouragement as you're taking your life to the next level, I do want to encourage you to join that group. It's called Inspiration Rising Insiders, and there are so many women, a few guys like me, who are cheering each other on as we support one another and improve our lives. That's the whole point of the group, is to inspire one another, improve our lives, and courageously start doing the things that are deep in our hearts that we know we're called to do, but perhaps some lies are holding us back. So if you want to join the Inspiration Rising Insiders group, just follow the link, insporising.com/insiders, insporising.com/insiders. All right, let's jump into this short session entitled, It's Never Too Late to Start. Hello, friends. My name is David Trotter. I'm your launch coach and the host of the Inspiration Rising podcast dedicated to inspiring women and the men who support them to rise up in your life, love, and leadership. Today, I want to talk to you about the fact, not an opinion, but about the fact that it's never too late to start. It's never too late to start. Whatever it is inside of you that you've been thinking about doing, I want you to know that it's never too late to start. Now, I'm saying this from personal experience because I am 46 years old. And a few years ago, I started feeling this way. Like, oh man, maybe I'm just too old to get started in something new. I have had multiple careers, let's just say, for lack of a better word, over the course of my 46 years of life. I have been super passionate, involved in photography during my early years, all the way through college. I was in corporate for 3 years. I was a pastor for 10 years, as you know. I have, over the last 11 years, done marketing and filmmaking. Even as a filmmaker, I thought, man, I'm getting old as a director. Most first directors of their first scripted feature film are in their 20s, and I did it at age 44. Is when I first filmed my first scripted feature film. Or maybe even doing something like this, coaching and inspiring people, you know, I'm getting kind of old, got a lot of gray hair up in here, you know? Well, I have wrestled through this so much that I feel very confident on the topic and very confident to speak to you about it, that it's never too late to start. And that's true about whatever you're thinking about in life. Now, there are some time-oriented lies that we tend to believe that are under this banner of thinking that it's too late in some way. You may think, I'm too old. All right, that may be in your head. You may think, I didn't go to school for this, or I don't have the degree for it, or whatever. You may think, man, everybody's ahead of me in the game of whatever it is that you're thinking about doing. You might think, man, the young people are just going to trample over me, or the world only wants young people in this thing, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing. Or you may think, man, I'm in the last half of my life. I'm in the last third of my life, last 25% of my life. You may even think, I've only got a few years left to live. Maybe you're, I don't know, maybe you're 95 listening to this, watching this. Hey, it's never too late to get started. And I'm talking about every aspect of your life, whether it's you're seeking a new romantic relationship, whether you're seeking new friendships, whether you're seeking to start a side hustle or a business or get a new job in a different industry than you've had experience. Maybe it's writing a book, screenplay, creating a movie. Maybe it's getting healthy, getting in shape, getting losing some weight that you wanted. I don't know what it is inside of you that you've been wanting to do, but you perhaps have been bombarded by lies about time. Lies about time, okay? Lies about your age. I'm here to tell you, it's never too late to start. And here are some examples. I want to give you some examples. You've seen these maybe on the internet, you know, Facebook or whatever, but I want to draw them to your attention. All right. I typed them out here just so I'd make sure I got them right. Harlan Sanders. Does that name ring a bell? Maybe Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders rings a bell. He started Kentucky Fried Chicken, my home state where I grew up, at 62 years old. He started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, a side note, when I was a little kid, I saw Colonel Sanders in his white outfit, his white suit with a little black tie in a wheelchair in the Louisville, Kentucky airport. I'll never forget that. As a little kid, I saw him. I didn't meet him. I wish I would have met him. Gosh, I wish I had a picture with him. I've eaten a lot of Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is one of the reasons why I've had to get back in shape. Okay, Colonel Sanders. Laura Ingalls Wilder. How many of you have read those books, Little House on the Prairie? I haven't read a single one, but my wife loves those books and loves the show. She published her first Little House on the Prairie book at age 65. 65. Look at that. Julia Child. You know who that is? The cooking, the chef, her amazing. I watched a movie about her life, and it wasn't a documentary. It was a scripted feature film. I can't remember the name of it, but I encourage you to watch it. It was really good. She started her cooking career in her 50s, in her 50s. Susan Boyle. Does that name ring a bell? Susan Boyle. She was the woman at 48 who had her big break as a singer on Britain's Got Talent. We all watched that video on, gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Simon Cowell, just, you know, his face dropped to the ground. She kind of was a, you know, just a average looking lady walking up there. She just looked like a mom, right? Just a mom, 48, bam, belted out that song. Ray Kroc, does that name sound familiar? He started McDonald's, which, you know, I don't know how much the food has helped our world. The Ronald McDonald House has helped our world a huge bit. But McDonald's, he started that at age 52. And Martha Stewart started her first catering business in her 40s. What the heck? Okay, you've got the point now. Now, obviously, all of those people, they were starting businesses. They were starting a career in something. You may not be looking to start a different career or a business. That's fine. I'm just using it as an example of people who started something later in life and had tremendous success. You can start whatever it is you want to start later in life. Now, I'm not saying you're going to have all that much success. You may not even want that much success, but you can experience the beauty and the fun and the adventure and the stretching of starting something new. The two things that I have come to believe about this whole idea of starting anything new, no matter what age you're at, here they are. Are you ready? You may even want to write them down. If this topic is resonating with you, I want to invite you to join the Inspiration Rising Insiders. We're talking about this very topic right now and supporting each other in the process. There are quite a few women who are starting new things in their life at 40, 50, 60, 70 years of age, starting something new, and we're cheering each other on. So go to insporising.com/insiders right now. click join. You'll answer a few questions and I'll invite you into the group and you can be part of this engaging community so that we can help you create the life that you truly want. Number one, time will still pass no matter what. Time will still pass no matter what. Now, obviously, we don't have the ability to control when we're going to pass away. But I'm going to dare to say that, heck, I'm going to say every one of you watching this or listening to this will still be alive a year from now. I want you to still be alive, obviously, and I want you to think that you're still going to be alive. I want you to still be counting on being alive no matter what physical condition you're in. You're going to still be alive a year from now. That means that time will still pass no matter what. So the time is going to pass a year from now. So you can either a year from now look back and regret and wish that you would have started whatever it is that you're wanting to start, or you'll look back and think, wow, that day that I watched Dave Trotter on that video or listened to that podcast, that was the day that I made the decision to get started. I made the decision to get started, and here it is 365 days later, and look how far I've come. Look how much more healthy I am. Look how much more shape I'm in. Look at that book that I wrote over the last year. Look at this new romantic relationship that I developed because I became intentional about seeking that out. Look at these new friendships that I've cultivated over the last year. Look at this new job that I found because I got serious about it 365 days ago. That's right. Time will still pass no matter what. So you can either pass the time, still doing what you're doing, not getting the results that you've been wanting. Or you can say, today is the day that I'm getting started, knowing that 365 days from now, I will be farther along experiencing the type of life that I truly want. And dare I say, the type of life that you truly deserve. So I have come to believe that in my own life, in all aspects. Time will pass no matter what. It's up to me what I will do with that time. I will either look back in regret, wishing I would have started a year ago, or I will look back with excitement and go, look how far I've come. Okay? Number two thing that I have learned about this process. Number one, time will pass no matter what. Number two, my life wisdom and experience is a huge asset. My life experience and wisdom is a huge asset. And that's not true of just about me. It's true about you. You have had experiences in your life, no matter how old you are, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. But I'm talking to you in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that's right. I'm talking to you because you may have this lie in your brain that says, oh, it's too late to start. You have life experience. You have wisdom that is a huge asset to whatever it is that you want to start. Now, you have the opportunity to look back on those life experiences and say, boy, I'm really glad I experienced those things. I'm going to draw upon that wisdom. Or, though those were some tough things, I don't want to experience that again. That's one of the things about our Launch Your Life course here at Inspiration Rising. We'll be launching that again, starting it again in September of 2019. And one of the things that I teach you is how to create a life map to look at the highs and lows of your life and draw wisdom upon those to see the continuity of the highs, the continuity of the lows, and say, boy, how can I avoid the lows? And how can I recreate the highs? That's part of understanding that your life experience and your wisdom are a huge asset to you, no matter what it is that you're wanting to start. Now, I'll give you some examples for me personally. When I look back over my 46 years of life, I have come to understand the ways that I tend to work best. I work best in silence. I tend to work best alone in a room. I'm not going to be the guy who's going to be in a co-working space surrounded by a bunch of people. I want to be alone with my, right? I tend to work best having a meeting with people, a short-term meeting, and then coming back and doing my work. I tend to work best
with people who do what they say they're going to do. They're going to follow through on their commitments. Their yes is a yes, their no is a no. I know that sounds weird, but there are a lot of people out there that don't do that. I tend to work best with big goals, big ambitions, big dreams. Okay, you can learn by looking back on your life how you tend to work best, how you tend to learn best, how you tend to be in relationships best. I understand that there are always ways that I can be growing and learning on how to work well with others, how to work in creating and starting new things. But I also have to have a reality check to go, I know what my strengths are. I've done the work to know what my personality is. I'm an INTJ on the Myers-Briggs. My five top strengths in Strength Finders are activator, futuristic, competitive, command, and input. I know those five things. I know the type of people that I like to work with. Okay, so that's part of my own life story and my own wisdom. I have all these experiences as a filmmaker, with photography, a pastor, working, all these experiences. Well, that I bring all those resources together with any project I'm going to start. I can draw upon those life experiences. That's not only true about me, that's true about you. You have all these life experiences that rather than looking them as positive, negative, oh, that didn't go well, I hated that, I want to avoid that. Okay, let's not make judgments about those things. Let's just look at those life experiences and go, what can I learn from them? What's the wisdom that I can draw upon? And knowing that you have all of these life experiences, that you have this wisdom because maybe you're a little bit older, that is a huge asset in whatever it is that you're wanting to start. Now, that assumes that you've done the work of learning from those experiences, that you didn't just have the experiences ricochet off of them and go, well, that was horrible, I don't want to do that again. You actually have to learn from it and gain the wisdom from it. That's true about romantic relationships. If you start to see a pattern in your life of challenging romantic relationships, okay, rather than staying in that pattern, how do you realize that your life experience and the wisdom that you've gained can be a huge asset to you? The assumption is you have to do the work of reflecting upon those experiences in order to gain the wisdom. So these are the two greatest things that I have learned as I have wrestled with my own insecurities and the lies that I believe that I'm starting too late in life, whatever it is. Number one, life will pass. No matter what, time is going to pass in front of you. No matter what, you can either look back with excitement of how far you've come, what you've learned, or you can look back with regret. And number two, your life experience and your wisdom are a huge asset. Now, I will tell you, in whatever it is that I'm starting new, whatever it is, there are three things that I think every person needs, including myself. You need a coach, you need a plan, and you need a supportive community. You need a coach, a plan, and a supportive community. So I have coaches in my life, people that are nudging me and encouraging me in all the different aspects of things that I'm involved in. Even when it comes to coaching you, I have coaches. I have people that are encouraging me, people that are that I'm learning from. That could be things that I'm reading online, books, audiobooks, podcasts, actual people that I'm talking to and engaging with that are pouring into my life, online courses that I'm taking, that I'm learning about all sorts of different things. Those are my coaches. I also have a plan. I have a very solid plan about the different things that I'm shooting for in my life. You need that. You need a coach. You need a plan in order to get forward. Whatever it is that you're wanting to start, it isn't going to just happen by happenstance. It's going to require you having input in your life from a coach, and it's going to require you developing a solid plan on how you're going to move forward. And then number three, you need a supportive community. I have that myself. I have people that are surrounding me, that are supporting me and encouraging me. One of the ways that we are doing that here around Inspiration Rising, as you are developing a plan and looking to take your life to the next level, we have a supportive community called the Inspiration Rising Insiders. Inspiration Rising Insiders. You can just search that in Facebook. It's a private Facebook group where we have a lot of women, few of us guys in there that are encouraging one another and cheering us on, providing the support and encouragement that you need and you deserve in whatever it is that you're starting. You can find that link in the show notes, or you can just go to insporising.com/insiders, insporising.com/insiders. It'll go right to that private Facebook group and you can click join and I'll welcome you in. So I want you to know that I believe in you. No matter what season of life that you're in, no matter what your age is, no matter what your background is, no matter what your challenges are, time is going to pass no matter what, and your life experience and wisdom are a huge asset. I believe that is true for everyone, including myself and including you, and I'm excited to encourage you and support you along the way. All right? Find a coach, find a plan, find a supportive community. You can do this, whatever it is that's in your heart. I believe in you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Inspiration Rising podcast on the Apple or Google podcast app that's already on your phone. Search Inspiration Rising, click subscribe, and then tell a friend. Tell them what you enjoyed about this episode. Send a screenshot, text it to them. Hey, go old school. Call them and tell them that Inspiration Rising is the place to listen to inspiring content that will give you actionable insights to make a difference in your life. And also, be sure to join the Inspiration Rising Insiders private Facebook group. Go to insporising.com/insiders. All right, have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next time.